Hi, welcome to the Construction Bible. My name is Ben Sheriff. If you're interested in doing home extensions, projects around the house, landscaping, sorting your garden out, or perhaps you're interested in property investment or, you know, perhaps some bigger projects, well, I've done quite a wide variety of that over the years, and I'm hoping that I can share with you some of my knowledge that will help you along the way. So let's get started, shall we? So today we're going to take a look at home extensions, really. We're going to look at some of the reasons behind why they might be a better idea than perhaps moving house, why they're a good investment with your money, and why they're not so good. So we're going to look at all the things that surround that. So if you're thinking about having a home extension at the minute, for whatever reason, this podcast might help you out today. So we'll cover a few different points as we go, and I'll try and share as much knowledge as what I've got in the process. Mainly I've looked at this from the builder point of view over the years, but I work with a number of different clients, and I've dealt with their concerns and helped them along the way as well. So I've got to see the bigger picture, and hopefully I can relieve some anxiety or perhaps inform you a little bit before you make that step, so you've got some idea of what you're going into. So for this first podcast, that's what I'm going to hit, home extensions. And we're going to cover a few different points there. I'm not going to go over everything in this third podcast. There's so much to go through. But hopefully we can get started on the basics of what you need to think about before you sort of enter this sort of realm of knocking your house about and extending it. Right, so the first thing we're going to look at is the reasons why people bother having a home extension as opposed to moving house. Some of the things have been brought up is it's stressful moving house. You know, there's broken chains, delays, surveys, gazumping. You've got lots of fees to solicitors and estate agents and things like that. So I've heard all these things over the years, but stress, you're going to get some stress with a home extension, I'll tell you now. You've got to be prepared for the inevitable dust, mud, mess, and general disruption to your home life. But there are reasons why people do it. That's why they do. So one of the key things is location. If you love where you live and you like the house you've got already, you know, you've got good neighbors, or you might have lack of neighbors. I mean, I generally prefer to have no neighbors. I'm not in that situation at the minute, but to have no neighbors would be nice. And if you're in that situation, you don't want to live next door to anybody or people knowing your business, you might just want to stay where you are. Or your neighbors might be great. They might cook you dinner on a Friday night, or when you've been working late or whatever, you might have the best relationship. So neighbours is always one to think about. One of the main ones, though, is the investment into your property. If you bought your own house, an easy way sometimes is to put your money back into your house and to make more money from it. Property is one of the best ways to make money. And you bang an extension on there, another bedroom, perhaps, or a garage, something like that. You're going to add value to your home. Not always. We'll look into that later on, of, you know, thinking about, you know, is it really the right thing for you? But, you know, it can be a good investment. The media has been very misleading in terms of builders and, you know, cowboy builders. There's loads of cowboy builder programs. It makes good telly, don't it? Nobody has the best builder program. You know, and there's some great inspiring programs as well out there, like Grand Designs, etc. But this whole zero to hero property investors sort of thing, that you got to get in the real world. You need to know a little bit about what you're doing if that's what you're thinking about. So property investment is something I'll cover in a totally different podcast, because it's something completely different to sort of home extensions and an investment in that way. A well-planned extension, you're going to learn a lot of skills along the way. You're going to learn negotiation. You're going to learn planning, how to project manage, regardless of whether the builders, you know, sorting all that out for you or not. You're still going to have an interest in what's going on. You're still going to have questions along the way. And you will learn a lot from the process. You will teach yourself new skills. So there are so many reasons. You might have an expanding family and you've got good school links. They're doing great at the school they're at. You don't want to move them. You just don't want to move from where you are. There are so many reasons that can go into it. When you think about extending your home, so you know, what's the point in it all? You know, you first got to think, is it practical for you? You've got to consider what you want to get from the project. Is it just purely investment, or is it to design a home that you've always wanted? And they are the key things, really, when thinking about it, is what is the purpose for having an extension to your home? And until you've narrowed that down, you're never going to really get the right thing for you. You'll either overcapitalize. If you're investing, you'll overcapitalize. You'll spend too much money on it. You won't make the right money. Or if it's your own home, you might not spend the right money. You might not get it how you want it, and you end up having to have more building work done in the future, etc. So a lot of things to think about as we go through this, really. The other thing to think about, really, as well, is if your house is taking up most of your sort of garden space, etc., already, then there's also extending to the loft, which we'll cover in this as well. It's sort of the same thing, really. You're still renovating and extending your property in terms of rooms and how you're going to live in it, or how somebody's going to buy it and perceive it. So loft extensions, I always sort of, well, loft conversions, always put in the same category, really, because they're doing exactly the same thing. You're just going up instead of out. So if you haven't got the excess space in your garden, or perhaps it's a terraced house, I mean, the costs of trying to do an extension with limited access, I mean, how are you going to get the machinery for you to dig it out? You know, are the builder's going to be running through your house every day? Is it really worth it? So in a terrace house, particularly, a loft conversion is usually a better option, because it can be done from the top rather than having to intrude on the rest of your house. Obviously, there's a lot of different factors that go into that in terms of structural supports, etc. You can't just like move into your loft space. You need to meet certain regulations and things like that. But in a terraced house sort of environment, if you're a mid terrace, that can be one of the only ways you'll do it, unless you've got some really good access through an alleyway or something like that. There's a lot of muck and stuff that needs to come out and be got rid of, and a lot of materials that need to come back in. So yeah, you need to think about the practicality of the project. Is it really viable? And you know, some of the reasons people do it, they want more space. So I always found after Christmas, one of the biggest times I would get work in is straight after Christmas. People, you get all the family around at Christmas Day, and all of a sudden you think, God, I wish we had a dining area where everyone could sit down and eat dinner together. I wish we had more room so we could escape Uncle Will or whatever. And then there's adding some greater comfort to your house as well. You know, you might just want somewhere to chill. You might want an orangery or something like that, which is effectively a conservatory, which is built to regulation standards, because we all know that conservatories, they're too cold in the winter and they're too hot in the summer. They were a bad idea. They were a bad idea. I mean, there was a phase during the 90s where, you know, everyone was having conservatories, but I think now everybody wants to get rid of them. They're not the best idea in the world, and they're not really governed by it. Typically, they're not governed by any real building control or legislation. So you get every Tom, Dick, and Harry just knocking them up, and you get all sorts of results. So a conservatory is never good. So that's not something I'm planning to cover. It's not something I would recommend, to be honest. I'm in the business of taking them down and putting some decent things up. But anyway, and another good reason is improved sellability to your home. So you might be already thinking about leaving. You might be thinking about going, I've had enough already. But you think, right, I've got some good space here that could be used and I could make some money on it in terms of investment. So you might just have an extension in terms of sellability to your home, to sell it quicker, to make more money, or you might not even get to the stage of actually having it built, but you might get some architects in, get some designs done, get some planning permission, and you can sell your house saying, yeah, we've got planning permission for a two-story extension, three bedrooms and a garage, and let somebody else have all the hassle of actually doing it. But it adds a little bit of buying factor, doesn't it, to your home that you're trying to sell. So that's another little thing to think about. The other thing to think about is, am I going to get my money back? The money I put into this project, am I going to see a return on it in terms of, okay, not everyone's doing it for investment, but there's no point throwing money at a project that you're going to lose money on if it's cheaper to just move house. Okay. So if you're in a two-bed modern townhouse, you've hardly got any garden already, and you want to add an extra bedroom, etc., the cost of that extension, is it really going to be cheaper than moving house? Are you going to add the value onto your house? You might want to put an indoor swimming pool, for example. So let's say you've got a ground floor, one bedroom flat, you're going to put an indoor swimming pool onto it. Okay, fair enough. That's what you want to do. But who's going to buy it? Who's going to want a one bedroom flat with an indoor swimming pool and all the heating costs and everything that go with that? So you do have to think like really sensibly in terms of, is it really the right thing for me? Am I just going to move or am I going to do this extension? What am I going to get out of it? That is the key thing. What are you going to get out of it? And is it neighborly to do an extension? You can have the best neighbors in the world, they'll get on you, be fine. But once you start knocking down, fences and stuff, and you've got boundary issues or whatever, party wall acts, I'll discuss that later. But there are so many things, people get upset easy, to get jealous or whatever. So you might think, yeah, I like living here, I like my neighbors, and then you upset them during the construction process and it all goes tits up anyway. So you need to think about, are you going to get a return on this money that you're putting in, or is it just strictly cheaper to go somewhere else? Now, one of the best ways to do this is to talk to an estate agent. They're looking at houses day in, day out. They know the value of your area. They know the ceiling of what your house is worth. And get somebody out who knows what they're doing, who's selling houses all day long, who knows exactly whether it is a worthwhile investment. Talk to other people on the street that have perhaps done something to theirs. Are they happy with it? Are they glad they did it? So you need to inform yourself as much as possible before you sort of start this process. And I always used to get this whole, oh, just quote me for the shout, I'm going to do the rest myself. Yeah, that's fine if you know what you're doing. I think you need to look at your skill set and your time. It's construction, projects are very lengthy sometimes, and just plasterboarding a room out, you can have three guys in there, you can blast it out in the morning, it can be plastered in the afternoon. If you're doing it yourself, it might take you 3 weeks to plasterboard it, and then to plaster it, you've got to learn a new skill, or you might have done some plastering. Is it going to be up to standard? What's the point in wasting materials and doing a crap job? You know, you want the best outcome for your money, really, and you need to be realistic about what you're capable of. You know, I know there's YouTube out there, and I know there's books, and you can learn it. People are capable of anything, and I've been surprised at some of the work that some customers have done that has been really, really good, some of it exceptionally bad. But you do need to make sure you don't bite off more than you can chew. You know, sometimes you've just got to know where your abilities sort of draw the line. And you're not always saving money. You might be saving money in the short term, but in the long term, in terms of what the investment is worth, you could be shooting yourself in the foot. So I think that's something you need to be very realistic about in terms of what your abilities are, because I always find a lot of customers want to do things for themselves. For example, say if you always do your own decorating anyway. You decorate the rest of the house anyway. Well, you do the decorating part of it, because you're used to that. It's the same standard throughout the house. Or say if you got a hobby and it's perhaps, I don't know, doing some woodwork or whatever, you might want to do some of the hanging of the doors and the second fixed joinery, things like that, if you've got some experience in that. But if not, I don't think it's something you should be just, you know, Googling and YouTubing and going for it. I think you need to make sure that you've got some sort of experience in these bits that you want to do yourself. Although you can save a lot of money, the labor of a good tradesman is going to cost you money. But is it worth your time? How much is your time worth to you? And, you know, how much is the outcome of this project worth to you? So you definitely need to think about that before starting doing things yourself and all the rest of it. The other thing is the design of it. So if you're not having planning permission, you can essentially draw something on a piece of paper. It doesn't even have to be to scale. As long as it shows what you're building and pretty much what it is, and that it comes within those building regulations, you can do pretty much what you want, single story, out to a certain curtilage. You can either, it's the curtilage on your property or a certain size. You'll find all that information on Google. I don't need to go through all that for you. But the design of it, if you design it yourself, you've not perhaps not always got the experience. In some ways, it's better because you've lived the house. You know exactly what you want. So you might have a tiny kitchen and, like, you know, you want a dining area. So you think, right, this wall's got to come out here because that's going to make a lovely kitchen diner. And, you know, we're going out the back, we'll have a utility room, and you can design it yourself. But sometimes, you know, most of the time, you know, an architect is a good place to start in terms of the design. They will have done this a million times. They will have done it with properties just like yours. They will have done it with people who've got the same needs and wants as you. So getting somebody, a good designer in, you know, get a few people out. Always pick somebody, not necessarily on price. I mean, prices can vary so much when it comes to designers and architects. You know, a chartered architect's going to cost you way more than sort of an architectural designer. They're essentially, they can do the same job, but one's, you know, much more qualified. But that doesn't mean that you're going to get a better outcome just because you have a chartered architect, for example. You need to work with somebody that gets what you want from the project. They understand what you want, and they can sort of sell things to you in negative and positive terms. So if they don't think the idea is bad, you want to know why. You need to understand that and think, yeah, okay, they were right about that. You don't want to be just giving somebody freelance on the design and letting them go with it and sort of coming up with what they want, because they don't live in your house. And that's the thing. If you're doing an extension to stay in it, you want it how you want it, and you need to work with whoever's designing it to come up with a plan of action that's going to work for you, and make sure that you understand that drawing, what it is in terms of space, in terms of size, what are you going to have at the end of it? Is it going to be workable? Are you going to get what you want? If you want an orange room, you want a pool table in there, you know, it's all right putting a pretty picture of a pool table, but is it really big enough for what you want? Can you get the pool cue around or whatever? You really need to think in terms of design. It is the biggest thing, I would say. When you go into this, design is the most important, which is why most builders don't design the extensions and things that they're going on to. I have done much later in my career, once I've had a lot more experience in terms of working with customers and dealing with their needs and wants. But certainly I wouldn't have jumped in that early on. It's better to have somebody that knows the ins and outs. They know the planning rules, they know what you can get away with and meet your needs. So to kind of bring this first podcast to an end, I'm just going to say, like, taking that information, think about, is it worth the investment? Is it really going to benefit me, or is it just better to move? You know, what do I want from this project? I think that is a key thing. If you are like blank, we're having an extension, that's what I want. The biggest thing is, what do you want that extension to do? How is that going to change your life? How is that going to make things better for you? And make sure you've got the right designer on board and everybody knows what the outcome is that you want. It's all right looking at pretty pictures on a plan, but if you don't really understand, you know, scales and sizes and things, then it's no good to you. You can get all the 3D imagery in the world and all that crap, but if you don't really understand it, then you need to make sure that you've built a relationship up with the people that you're working with. So what we're going to in the next podcast is really looking at the site that you're on and foundations and things like that. We're looking at more the construction process. So just it's been a bit of food for thought. So if you're thinking about an extension, well, you know, maybe this might make you think again. It might think, right, okay, yeah, I thought about this. I still want to do it. I want to know a bit more. So if you do, I mean, you can always email me. I'm happy to answer any questions on my email, which is ben@bensheriff.co.uk. Sheriff is spelled a little bit differently to the dictionary. It's SHERRIFF. So it's BENSHERRIFF.co.uk. Or you can go on my business Facebook page, which is facebook.com/teamsheriff. So if you check that out, you can message me on either. If you want to know some bits and bobs or whatever, I'm happy to answer them. Or, you know, whatever. I'll try and cover any questions in future podcasts. And peace out, yeah. I hope this has been valuable of your time, my time. And I'm going to do another one anyway. So yeah, peace out.